In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The faith is not all sweetness and light, is it? No, it requires us to believe some hard things, and what those hard things are vary from person to person. For myself, the Eucharist has never caused me even the slightest bit of pause. You know, after all, God can create the entire world out of nothing. If he can do that, he can change bread and wine into his body and blood with very little difficulty. And, you know, Jesus is quite clear that the Eucharist is the body and blood, soul and divinity of the Lord, and that we had better treat it that way, with the utmost reverence, the utmost respect, that, and the ceremony in which that happens, the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass, is the most important thing of all. On Wednesday, they had a rubber chicken dinner for us priests. That's any of these forced fun things that we're required to go to. And it was for us jubilarians. There are four of us who hit 25 years. Myself, Father Mike Shimbato, who's down at St. Joe's, Father Dave Bittman, who is down in Orem, and Father Anastasius, who is from Nigeria originally, and he's at St. Patrick's in Salt Lake, and also 50 years for Father Patrick Carley, who was many years at St. Mary's in Park City. They roasted us, and Father Hope did a very good job of roasting me, so you can ask, when you see him again, you can ask him. That's all I'll say. But in any case, then we got to say a few words, and one of the things I pointed out was that, would I do it again? Yes, of course I would do it again, if only for the privilege of being able to celebrate the Mass once. And I've been able to do it more than once. So, you know, the Mass has never been a problem. Now, there's some other things, like forgive your enemies. You know, that's a problem. That's a hard thing for me to do. And I think if each one of us is honest, we all have the things of the faith which are very easy for us and the things of the faith which are very hard. And when we come up with the hard things, we are placed in a situation where we can do one of two things. We can either change ourselves to image the gospel with God's grace, because you can't do it yourself. And this, don't think that this is just like flipping a light switch. It requires a lot of effort. It may take a lifetime of effort. Or we can just do whatever we want and say, this is hard to believe. Who can believe it? And then go about our former way of life. And unfortunately, we see the former happening a lot in our day and age. And some of it is because we've given people a get out of church free card. You know, the scandal makes a very convenient excuse for people who don't want to follow what the church teaches. And the number of people that are leaving for other reasons, gay marriage, divorce and remarriage, you know, all sorts of things. They basically want to conform the church to the modern ages. It's frightening, the number of people who opt for the public culture rather than the gospel. And yet, who are we to go to? Can we, you know, it would be very easy to do the same thing, very easy to get a six-figure job and, you know, have your house and all of that stuff. But the words of St. Peter still ring out. Master, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. We have come to believe and are convinced that you are the Holy One of God. If you believe in Jesus, where can you go other than to the church which he has himself established while he was here on earth? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.